This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Now back to Frank Cusimano on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
Welcome back, Hollywood Casino Press Box on the all-new 590 The Fan. Frank, does Mizzou have a chance for an NIT invite, and could they be matched up with SLU? No, Mizzou doesn't have a chance. I think SLU definitely has a chance if they win 20 games.
Are they being silly? Does anybody really think Mizzou's got an NIT?
What is possible? Mizzou?
Well, they're under 500.
Yeah, they're 3-14.
I mean,
in the conference.
I guess they can go on a great run and possibly get over 500.
I mean, I would give Illinois a better chance to win the Big Ten tournament than I would Mizzou. The SEC.
They better do it as an 8 or a 9 seed if they're going to do that.
This all goes to what, next Thursday show? We've got the perfect slate. Coach Underwood, hey, if you could just, could you win this one and then lose this? Yeah, if you would just play that 11 o'clock game, that would be nice next Thursday.
They already screwed us over when they were in Hawaii. Had they won one game, they would have played like at 12 or something. But yeah. They lost, so they played later.
Somebody's texting in. He calls himself the Freeburg Midget. That's their nickname, by the way, the high school. Drake is co-champions with Loyola. Drake's roster has been decimated by injuries. Don't sleep on the Bulldogs. They're a fine program, but Loyola is declared the champion because Loyola beat them twice,
even though
they have the same record.
Right. They had the 12-6 run through the Valley. Drake, co-champions, but Loyola is the top seed. Frank, we've never been wrong before, have we?
Not lately.
I've been wrong. I went and looked at Ken Hitchcock's stats with the Oilers, because I have to say...
This was your thing for a couple weeks.
Well, I think Frank and I were both on board. We were going to go to the airport.
I was always bashing Hitchcock. What are you talking about?
We were going to grab Hitch, bring him to St. Louis. No offense to Craig Berube, who seemed like a nice guy, but we said Hitch is, if he's available, and didn't Army say to the Oilers GM, if you don't hire him, I will?
Yes.
And it might have just been a throwaway line, but he did say that. So when he first got there, they were on a pretty good run. What do you think out of 46 games, if I'm doing the math correct?
How many have they won?
Yes. 46 games, it appears that Hitch has been in charge of the Oilers.
19?
Pretty good guess. 20 wins, 20 losses, and 6 overtime losses. So the Hitch bump, while there was one, just for a little bit, they won a bunch of games early. It's leveled off quite a bit.
Wow.
I would have thought there'd be a little more success there.
And it's not like they are devoid of talent. They do have maybe the most gifted player in the league.
And I think they thought maybe he'd light a fire there, or just his style come in, kind of shake it up, and get a nice little run. It doesn't last. The players get annoyed, whatever. But I don't think it's happened.
And he did light a very brief fire, right?
He played
fairly well at the start.
I have to go back and look, but I think it was, like 6 out of 7, 7 out of 8, something like that early on where they had a nice little run, and since then they have leveled off quite a bit. And I would think that's got to be, I guess he could come back for another year, but that's probably it for Hitch, don't you think?
Yeah, I would say so. I don't know why he's not in a
studio. TSN, NHL Network.
NBC, put him at the very top.
Yes.
Oh, big bean.
Yeah. He would be great. Now, the problem would be they'd say in his ear, all right, 20 seconds, coach. 20 seconds? I can't answer a question about my fourth line in 20 seconds. Tightening it up would be a little hard.
Yeah.
Berube'd be great if you were on time constraints because he gives you three-second answers.
Yeah. I would think, though, that I'd rather have a guy who's, too chatty and too conversational and too interesting than a guy who just kind of gives you the yes or no. You can coach. You can probably tone it back. I don't know if you can make a guy all of a sudden interesting.
Right. You can work with that. You can tighten him up. But Hitch at the mic. And even our guy, we had somebody from Edmonton on right after it happened. He said, oh, he's going to be great for us. I don't know if they're going to win, but he said he will be great. That was known.
Yeah. I asked him before quite a few times about broadcasting, and it generally didn't seem to – I think if he's going to be involved in hockey, he wants some skin in the game. He wants that day-to-day grind and that thrill of a competition high,
Yeah, very La Russa-esque in that way, that it's hard for them just to get away from the game. And they love that final result. Either you won or you lost.
Now, do you think anybody approached La Russa, right after his career ended here in St. Louis as a manager? You think any broadcast network said, would you be interested?
I'm sure it won't be network, probably.
I would think they've got a lot of people.
Just said, like, hey, once a week, come on by, talk baseball.
And I would say MLB Network, you got Smoltz and you got DeRosa. They could use a little more star power, I think.
Yeah.
They're all on their lineup, top to bottom. They've got a lot of former writers, which I have nothing against.
A lot of players who you kind of remember, but like a Preston Wilson, but maybe wouldn't get people to watch.
Yeah. But I like the idea that they don't necessarily go superstar, that they go more substance. Like DeRosa, as you remember, Martin, that guy was just a soundbite waiting to happen. I mean, every 10 seconds. He was the equivalent of Adam Wainwright. And I know some people don't like Harold Reynolds, but he always has been chatty, and he's pretty good on the air.
I think, and plugged in with the current players. They like him. So I think he's got an in with all the current players. But I'd say top to bottom, they could use a little more star power mixed in. So if anybody were going to do it, it was probably MLB Network. My guess is, though, that it wasn't there. Did Tony sit out for a year before he did the league? Then he had a two-year run with the league, right?
Or did he? I think he may have taken that league thing.
Was it right away?
Yeah. Brian, did Al Leiter just take a job with the Mets? And will that preclude him from being on MLB Network?
I don't know if Al Leiter, yes, he's going to join the Mets as an advisor. Also, Jessica Mendoza did. She will not be leaving her job at Sunday Night Baseball. She'll be an advisor with the Mets, which I'm sure Keith Hernandez is thrilled about.
Oh, yeah. He said women in the booth.
Women in the dugout. He was upset about that, too.
That is just, how do you say things like that nowadays?
I think Keith.
And she's outstanding, by the way. I like her.
I think Keith just says whatever he wants to say. And it's a bit like the Seinfeld clip. I'm Keith Hernandez, and in New York, he's Keith Hernandez. Yeah. He can kind of say whatever he wants.
All right, the coveted hour is the hour at 12 o'clock where Charlie Marlowe comes in with fresh, hot takes. Is he coming from the rink?
By the way, yes, I think he was at the Blues holding them accountable for their days off. He's offered to bring in fresh, hot Kirkwood Pizzeria for
about eating. I see Rocco eating a slice of pizza right now. I was wondering if that was from yesterday.
He's
Maggie O'Brien's
just bolted
brought
out
food.
Of his chair.
Actually, I'm headed to O'Connell's. I'm okay food-wise.
Charlie has offered to bring food, or promised, I should say. The two Chucks, Tuna and Marlowe.
I thought Rock was eating day-old pizza, because Maggie O'Brien's brought pizza yesterday afternoon.
Maggie O'Brien's?
Yeah, Eddie McVay stopped by. It's always good to see Eddie.
Really?
Yeah, thanks, Eddie. What time did they come by?
About 2-ish. I'd say 1:32.
Well, that doesn't do us any good. Yeah.
The optimum time is about 11:30.
They brought back. They also brought those egg rolls with the Reuben egg rolls.
God,
yeah,
that's outstanding.
I know.
Oh.
I told you, Frank is.
See, that's what happens when you leave for the rink early. Frank, you missed out on the food.
He's doing a spinning class, and in the video playing is somebody cutting up food, preparing
I tell you
a meal.
What, we just defeated the purpose of that spinning class because right after that we went to Max for cheeseburgers and then the cakery for cupcakes, and we just that was good cake at the cakery.
See, at least after my 6-minute workout, I fasted for an hour, okay?
Is that what you did? Before we wrap, once again, Thursday, Hot Shots will found. Go to TMA Live. Win a chance to get a date with
Plowsy's going to be
Plowsy,
there. Doug's going to be there. Is
Cat,
Iggy going?
Iggy.
Jay will make a
Jay
special
Randolph.
Appearance. A lot of listeners will be there.
They call it the Fenway Park location.
You don't want to miss it.
Can't miss it.
Okay. That's on Thursday. Coming up next, coveted hour, it's Tuesdays with Kenny Wallace, part of the fun-filled noon hour right here on 590, the all-new 590 The Fan.